I'm going to read two more poems, both of which are somewhat longer than those last four, certainly. And this one is from The Sophist, and it's called Foreign Body Sensation. Maybe a symptom that many of you have experienced, foreign body sensation. And it's unlike the other poems I've read, in a series of stanzas which are somewhat unrelated to each other, at least in a conventional narrative sense. And so the pauses that you hear are between these series of stanzas. Such hills as hive me waste away in the refulgent concatenations of failed display. Most marvelous of all, contraptions the hand of mind makes pace in sensory profusion to trace the gates. Entering more slowly than auction might allow, a brim of distal craves avenue to mutter on. The clutter of this solemnity induces for a pretense what hearers mask anew. Sarcastic chirps, refined alarm, will favor for its suasion darts and bomb. Aviators know the price of calm. Yet landlocked coteries defer from what they want. Unmitigated handouts, unerring bumps, toys to hunger for a hankering, systematic seals of aquamarine, sleds portrayed, waylaid against whose barn? So there becomes a boding solid, trained quite inappropriately 2 points off true Mercury, the of token as intended, demanded to a building block subtended, cowering in grass of glass, the meadow of the undivided dividend, or yokes its yank to curvilinear harbinger. Her in play other the while, him into herself thrust and opened, his spread, himself as other, the and around turned later. The unfamiliar necessities of familiar places, but I do feel myself bumping. 3/4 of a dozen of us massed, hideous sentence, camp down races, colithiasis cases. Why do you say that? Because it annoys you. A heart as big as a sewer, and a brain as big as, but comparisons are innocuous, and the first lie replicates itself in an isolated word. Judge, lest you not be judged, and the world slip by unknown, you to it, it to you. I come here and I see all these people from my hometown give me a warm welcome. It make me feel good. It give me strength. An important notice about your rates. You put your whole self in. You put your whole self out. You put your whole self in and shake it all about. move to later. The spire of this irrevocable rending wets the path just enough for the treachery of a slant glimmer, syncopation against the borderline. Forget the blue. Nobody's ever advocated blue. She could have been the champion, but she wasn't exposed to the right opponents. No one who would extend her. Charmed by his own regard. Death is the pall that skewers all. Quote, I am especially interested in the treatment of depression. With my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, at the center of my life, I have found real joy and purpose in dedicating myself to the truth of his teaching as written in the Bible. What gives the job its excitement is working with Stan Richards, a nationally recognized creative wizard. Adweek recently named our agency among the 8 most creative in the U.S. I moved into this area after 6 years in the aerospace industry, which I entered after early retirement from a career as a venture capitalist and real estate developer. This has been a stimulating opportunity for my work on late Pleistocene and early Holocene environmental changes. Pat is currently in Sri Lanka, helping organize sera collections for leprosy patients. Nowadays, being a husband, father, homeowner, and Jew keeps me both busy and satisfied. I find myself immersed in a foreign but also satisfyingly tangible world of container shipping. I still find the labor movement to be the imperfect representative of workers' interests and the necessary base from which the realization of class structure and economic and social life are explained and organized into coherent worker-oriented politics. It wasn't long before I found myself in the company of a spiritual adept who teaches the most profound way of transcendence of every kind of self-possession. Left the firm and freelanced in stained glass. I studied hula seriously in Hawaii and taught Hawaiian dance locally, forming a hire out band for bar mitzvahs and luaus. To my knowledge, this is a unique occurrence of great spiritual and cultural significance. My work has taken me into the area of robotics and industrial automation. For several years, I worked in insurance, specializing in kidnap and expropriation coverage. A professional interest has been in the area of domestic violence. I love the work and feel strongly about violent crime. For a while, I served in the Peace Corps in Guatemala as a nurse working with cancer patients. After 2 years in Met State, I became increasingly eager to work with severely disturbed children. I'm beginning to dabble in writing screenplays, humor, and poetry. What time is left, I devote to coursework at the Divinity School, where I am studying for the priesthood. It seems I have done other things also, but maybe not. In the future, I look forward to the private practice of pathology. Just when that will occur is uncertain. I am now administering substances to others to alter or obliterate their consciousness. The break is wonderful. Though nothing has educated me as well as watching my father walk the picket line in a strike that was eventually broken. Unquote. Was then on top of, without benefit of elegance, almost in, over into transparency, I rode all night, my wetness fogging the path.